Thank you, Billy. I have asked Bob to read a paragraph off of page one in the service manual.
Hi, everybody. My name's Bob. I'm an alcoholic. This is actually like six paragraphs, so bear with me just for tonight. The most vital yet least understood group of services that AA has are those that enable us to function as a whole, namely the General Service Office, AA World Services Inc., and AA Grapevine Inc., and our Board of Trustees, known legally as the General Service Board of Alcoholics Anonymous. Our worldwide unity and much of our growth since early times are directly traceable to this cluster of life-giving activities. Until 1950, these overall services were the sole function of a few old-time AAs, several non-alcoholic friends, Dr. Bob and me. For all the years of AA's infancy, we old-timers had been the self-appointed trustees for Alcoholics Anonymous. At this time, we realized that AA had grown up, that our fellowship was ready and able to take these responsibilities from us. There was also another urgent reason for change. Since we old-timers couldn't live on forever, newer trustees would be virtually unknown to the AA groups, now spread over the whole earth. Without direct linkage to AA, future trustees couldn't possibly function alone. This meant that we had to form a conference representing our membership, which could meet yearly with our board of trustees in New York, and thus assume direct responsibility for the guardianship of AA tradition and the direction of our principal service affairs. Otherwise, a virtually unknown board of trustees and our two little understood service headquarters operations would someday be bound to face collapse. Suppose that future trustees, acting quite on their own, were to make a serious blunder. Suppose that with no linkage to AA, they tried to act for us in time of great trouble or crisis. With no direct guidance from AA as a whole, how could they do this? Collapse of our top services would then be inevitable. And if, under such conditions, our world services did fall apart, how could they ever be reconstructed? These, briefly, were the conclusions that led to the formation of the General Service Conference of Alcoholics Anonymous. Later, I will outline in more detail the events that have now become AA history. And it says you can see Appendix A in the service manual for the full text of this article.
Thank you, Bob. Remember, if you have a question at any time during tonight's presentation, please send it to Billy directly through the chat. Billy, you'll have until 5 minutes to the top of the hour. The time is now yours.
Thanks, Billy Alcoholic. Good to be here, everyone. Thank everyone for your service. If you didn't read the chat, if you have a question, don't wait to the end. Just throw it in the chat. I'll look at it from time to time. If it makes sense to answer, then I will. I see there's people from all over. Some people I know have lots of service experience. Other people I don't know. What I'm just going to say for the people who have lots of service experience, there's a good chance you're going to feel like you're getting talked down to some of these weeks, and I just can't help that. I have to make sure that the new person who's new to service, that we don't talk over their head. So with that out of the way, I see a lot of people here from a lot of different areas. I even noticed somebody from Area 10, Colorado. Their delegate Sarah is a really good delegate. You can tell her. I said hello. So let's get a couple of things out of the way. First and foremost, I'm an alcoholic. That's first and foremost. I say this all the time. I do not need any accolades or anything to make my ego any worse than people tell me it already is. So what I will tell you is this, that every year before the General Service Conference, I get calls from lots of people who are going to the General Service Conference. I get calls from delegates who have never been there. I get calls from second-year delegates. I get calls from staff members. I get calls even sometimes from trustees who want to talk. And I want to tell you what I tell all of them leading up to the General Servants Service Conference. The thing that is going to make you the most effective trusted servant in Alcoholics Anonymous is being connected to the front lines of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's it, period. Like, it doesn't matter if you know these concepts and bylaws and charters and God knows what else, backwards and forwards. If you are not in touch with people who are dying of alcoholism, you will lose your effectiveness. And this happens all over. So there'll probably be a couple of people that I always refer to. I'm sure I'll throw a few Don P's out there. I'm sure I'll throw a few Tom I's. But I'll start off with a Tom I because we're talking about service. And I just want to tell you this because the story helped me a lot. And we're going back to a time of like when he got out of prison, you know, in the early 60s and returned to North Carolina. And at that time, even though there weren't a lot of conferences, speakers would drive from state to state to state long before there was even air conditioning in cars. And so those are some hot car rides. When we say get in the car, today, get in the car means get in the air conditioning. Back then, it really meant get in the car. That means hot and cigarette smoking the whole way, the way it was meant to be. And, but you know, when Tom went back to North Carolina, he traveled around with this guy who spoke everywhere. He spoke in Virginia, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, everywhere. He took rides with him all the time. And a couple of years later, that guy drank. And it devastated Tom. And about 10 years later, Tom was speaking at an event. And he was up on the dais, like where I am now, looking at an audience, waiting for the meeting to start. And who did he see sitting in the back row, second to last row, but that guy? And Tom said to the chairperson who was supposed to start the meeting in a couple of minutes, hey, you got to give me a few minutes. I may not ever see this guy again. By the time this meeting ends, he may be gone. And Tom went down and they went outside actually into the lobby of the parking lot to talk. And Tom said to the guy, he said, you know, I have been dying to know like what happened. Like, what happened that you drank? And his friend looked right at him and said, you know, Tom, I made the podium my home group. And you can take that statement a lot of ways because you can make the district your home group. You can make the area your home group. You can make the inner group your home group. I'm the biggest cheerleader in the world for service beyond the group level. As long as you're a committed member of your home group and you're in touch with alcoholics who are dying on a weekly basis, a couple times a week. Otherwise, you're going and voting. And what are you voting on? I mean, we're here to vote on our experience and not last year's experience, this year's experience. So I just wanted to make sure that I get that out. I also am very cognizant of the fact that there's a chance that there are people here who somebody will be a delegate here. Somebody will be a trustee. And, you know, it's always been one of my pet peeves that everybody, and I mean everybody, and I can only talk for the United States and Canada, our structure, but everybody, I'm not saying everybody has to be a delegate. There's nothing wrong with not wanting to be a delegate. But that doesn't mean that's very different, that everybody should have the opportunity if they want. And the same thing should be available to everyone, whether you speak English, French, Spanish, ASL. You know, and that's why I am so super happy about Zoom and not to replace my home group by any means or the meetings I go to on a normal basis, but to be able to get the message of service out across far and wide. So I'm hoping that most of you have a service manual. I have my service manual here. I'll tell you something, a little secret, if you're new to service. There's really two of these red books. I have this one here. This is one that probably most of you have. It says the service manual combined with the 12 concepts for world service. You cannot buy a service manual all on its own. It's only available for sale combined with the 12 concepts of world service. But right here, I have the 12 concepts world service with my sticker on it, okay? So I have my 12 concepts world service. And I only say that because for studying the concepts, having the separate concept one is really useful. So let's get to that a little bit before we even turn a page in the service manual. If you're interested in the service manual, I am taking a few things for granted. Number one, that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt you're an alcoholic. Number two, that you have been through the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous or are currently going through it with someone who's been through the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. If you have been through the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous and you're interested in service or involved in service and thinking about studying this book or the concepts, it is imperative that you have an experience with the traditions. If your sponsor does not have experience with the traditions, find someone who does. I really mean this when I say it. You cannot understand the concepts, and you can't really grasp our service structure unless you understand our 12 traditions. That's how important they are. And I just want to stress how important they are, because to me, they are more important to the steps. And the reason I say that is because of why we have the traditions. I've had the ability to read a lot of Bill's letters that he wrote, letters to him, study a lot of AA history. And in the years leading up to Bill writing the traditions, one of the things he realized was horrifying. And that was that alcoholics have a unique gift, a unique ability. And that ability is to destroy anything good in their life, drunk or sober. That alcoholics had this quality, which is not really a quality, but this great ability to destroy anything good in their life. And what Bill W. realized, now mind you, this is after the Big Book came out in 1939 in the mid-40s, was that we were on our way to destroying Alcoholics Anonymous. Now, I am not one of these people who I believe in the broad, roomy highway. I believe in a vast, open-minded expansion of my closed mind when it comes to people working the steps and going through the book and everything else. So if you open up your service manual to page one, it's the foreword, AA's Legacy of Service. Just going to read a little of it. Our 12-step carrying the message is the basic service that the AA Fellowship gives. This is our principal aim and the main reason for our existence. Therefore, AA is more than a set of principles. It is a society of alcoholics in action. We must carry the message, as we ourselves can wither away and those who haven't been given the truth may die. Hence the sticker on the front of my concepts, which I think pertains to service more than even recovery. Our chief responsibility to the newcomer is an adequate presentation of the program. Bill W. Why is that so important? Well, if the 66 of us are just worried about us staying sober, and we don't care if the people we work with get sober, and I don't mean that we can carry the drunk. We can only carry the message. We can't carry the drunk. But if we don't care about people staying sober, there is no future Alcoholics Anonymous. There's none. Now, I want to read this next thing because it says, an AA service is anything whatever that helps us reach the fellow sufferer, ranging all the way from a 12-step itself to a 10-cent phone call and a cup of coffee, and to AA's General Service Office for National and International Action. The sum of all these services is our third legacy. It goes on, if you read the original one, to talk about intergroups and a whole bunch of other things. Like, if I could give anyone any warning about getting into service, we are not a rule. We are not in the business of making more rules on top of more rules on top of more rules. Open your mind a little bit and try not to be as dogmatic and try not to be in the judging business that much. It's hard for me, but I'm just telling you that I hear people say intergroups aren't Alcoholics Anonymous. Really? Intergroups existed long before General Service. Okay? Intergroups are where people are calling when they need help. The other reason I read that when it says that it's anything, whatever, that helps us reach the fellow sufferer is really embrace that everybody has unique gifts. And not all of us have the same gifts. The problem in Alcoholics Anonymous that I see most of the time, if I use myself as an example and other people, is we're never happy with the gifts that God gave us. We like the gifts he gave someone else better. Like, I wanted to be a better treasurer. I wanted to be a better CPC person. I wanted to be a better intergroup chairperson. I wanted to be a better delegate. Everybody, all I can say is, if you stay involved, you will find your niche. And when you find your niche, use it to the purpose God has you here for. So in AA's Legacy of Service, if you turn the page, it says, welcome to General Service. So let's talk about service, that word, for a second. Three-sided triangle, unity, recovery, service. None of us are perfect at having our triangle equilateral every day. All of us have our triangles get out of whack. It happens to the best of us. It says here, the meaning of General Service on page 2. Today, there are approximately 2 million members of Alcoholics Anonymous represented in 125,000 groups spread across approximately 180 countries. More than 40 million copies of our basic text, Alcoholics Anonymous, have been distributed in over 70 languages. Indeed, AA has come a long way since the May Day in 1935 when our co-founders, Dr. Bob and Bill W., met for the very first time. Some of you know next week will be Founders Day. It'll be June 10th. Some of you are probably going to Akron. But let's talk about that 2 million members of Alcoholics Anonymous. And let's talk about the importance of the traditions again. If I had a big book in front of me and a 12 and 12 in front of me, I could turn to the page in the big book that has the asterisk that says there's over 2 million AA members. And then I could turn to the page to the right of me in the 12 and 12, go right to the eighth step that talks about how defective relations with other human beings have always been one of our chief problems, biggest problems. Imagine those two things were in the same book. It would say we have 2 million people that we don't, that don't get along with other people. That's what it would say. That's what those two books are saying. We have 2 million people that don't get along with other people. And that's what Bill discovered. Our crazy egos were going to destroy Alcoholics Anonymous. The early members, it's not like it was today. In 1946, when the traditions came out, if you had 6 years, you were a giant. You were a giant in Alcoholics Anonymous. 6 years in 1946 is like, I don't know, 30 or 40 today, 50, probably 50. Probably 50 today. And we would destroy an AA. So it goes on to say, so how is it that Alcoholics Anonymous has grown into the worldwide fellowship that we see today? The obvious answer is that many people have found sobriety through AA's program of recovery. And that's the important thing to understand about service, especially general service that we're talking about in the service manual. The purpose of general service and the office in New York is to facilitate 12-step work, not do 12-step work. That's the whole reason for it, to facilitate 12-step work. To those serving the fellowship for the first time, the term general service might be unfamiliar, it says. And it says, from the earliest days, Bill W. envisioned our message of hope and recovery reaching sick and suffering alcoholics around the world. After all, alcoholism is a respecter of nothing, least of all borders between nations. And yet, AA groups and intergroup central offices were not well equipped to reach beyond their respective communities. Their focus, and rightly so, is local. So in AA's early years, Bill and Dr. Bob assumed the overall leadership role. Yet it didn't take long for them to wonder who will take over from us. And that's what we'll be talking a lot about. Now, remember that they write right here that the local stuff is being handled by the intergroups. Now, yes, with 66 people here, there's a good chance that a couple of you live in areas not serviced by an intergroup. And your district may take care of some of those functions. But intergroups provide a vital service. Since I already talked about the traditions and going through them, sometimes people, not in a good way, I don't think, compare the big book to the Bible for all kinds of reasons. I'm not doing that, but I hear it. I think we should all understand that the big book is not our history book, okay? The big book is a book of our experience and our solution. Our history book is AA Comes of Age. And you should really give it a read. Really look at the big, colossal mistakes that we made in the first 15 years of Alcoholics Anonymous, 20 years, especially the first 10 years, 1935 to 1945, before we had the traditions. I mean, could you imagine if we went even another year without the traditions? It definitely wouldn't have been here today. Now, I just want to tell you, because I've dealt with people of all types in Alcoholics Anonymous, you will run into people who will say, we don't need general service. We don't need the office in New York. We don't need the North Palm Beach County intergroup. We don't need the South Palm Beach County intergroup. As long as I have my big book, I'll be able to work with people. I hear that all the time. Actually, now, due to social media, I seem to read it more than I hear it. But I will tell you that you will run into, and I think I'm talking especially to the people new to service here. We wonder sometimes why it's so hard to keep people in service. If 60% of the people they run into after their meeting at their local meeting place tell them, oh, that stuff is ridiculous, that stuff doesn't matter, we wonder why it's hard to get GSRs to keep coming back to assemblies if they're running into people who tell them. But we don't arm them with facts. They have nothing to say to the people who say that to them. And I want to make sure, if you're new, the only thing I've found that works with people like that is to ask them what their sobriety date is. And to ask them if they really think that they would be sober today if AA didn't exist on their sobriety day. I know the answer for me. I would not be sober today. Like, what would have happened if AA didn't exist the last time I came to AA? Because I came for a while. People need to understand that. But don't let anyone discourage you. Maybe we do have the 80-10 or the 90, the 80-20, the 90-10 rule, the 60-40, that 100% of the work is done by 60% of the people. I don't know. I know this. I don't need to get worried about people who are apathetic. Do I want them to come? Yes. Am I going to focus on them instead of focusing on the people who are doing service? No. And the other thing I want to stress to anybody new is when you hear people say, why is there so much apathy? Our book, our big book, only has one way to do an inventory. And that is to do an inventory of ourselves, not of other people. That's it. So I have found it's a real waste of time to wonder why other people aren't involved in service. Instead, maybe I need to look at myself in the mirror and say, am I doing anything to keep people out of service? Is my district or my area? Do we do anything that's unwelcoming? Is there anything we could change to welcome people better to service? That's where, you know, I want my service. That's where I want my mind focused. On page 3, it says, how is general service organized? And it has the famous upside down triangle. At the top of that triangle is the AA groups. I'm not here to do a concepts workshop, but the groups are on top, not the people and not the meetings, the groups. Bill and Bob turned AA over to the groups, not to crazy AA members like me. He knew better that the groups should be in charge. So our structure is groups, districts, area assemblies, the general service conference, and then the bottom of the triangle. My experience that I'll share over the next God knows how many weeks, this is my experience so that you know where it's coming from. I came to AA as a teenager, so that affects my experience, right? I was in and out as a teenager. I got sober in my early 20s. I've been a member of a home group inside a correctional facility. That affects my AA experience. I've had no place to live. That affects my AA experience. I was a member of a couple of young people's committees for various young people's conferences. I was active on a bid and a host committee for the International Conference in Young People in AA and wound up being the chair of the advisory council of the International Conference of Young People in AA. I've done service in treatment facilities and detoxes before I was allowed back in correctional facilities. And I have been a volunteer at multiple correctional facilities in my time sober. I've served as a GSR, a DCM. I've served as an area chair, an area corrections chair. I've served as an alternate delegate and a delegate. So I'm a panel 49, which we'll get to later and explain. But the quick version of that is I was a delegate in 1999, as I like to say, in kindergarten. Sounds better now. After I was a delegate, I was an area chair. Because where I was a delegate, that's the way it goes. Usually your area chair after your area delegate. Which brings me to a point. Most of your areas have some other book. I don't know what you call it, but I can guarantee you have it. You might call it your area handbook. You might call it your area's current practice. You might call it your area's guidelines. It's very important the book, we have 93 areas across the United States and Canada. It's written in a general view of how things are done at groups, districts, and areas. But each area and district has its own flavor. Let's call it its own tradition four. They can't mess with the important stuff, but local things they might do a little bit differently. It's super important if you're going to be active in your district, in your area, that you know how your area conducts business. So find out from a DCM or somebody you know that's involved in service or a service sponsor, if you have one. If any of you have ever worked in an office, sometimes you know that you might see a note from your boss that says, oh, next week the big, big regional vice president is coming. And she's coming on Thursday morning, so clean up the office, clean out the refrigerator. Don't be, you know, making a pigsty around here. Our boss is coming. Well, that's the way area officers should look at GSRs coming to an assembly. And that's the way DCMs and district chairs should look at GSRs coming to a district meeting. After I was a delegate, I served 4 years as an appointed committee member on the Trustees Corrections Committee. After that, I served 4 years as a non-trustee director on the AA World Services Board. And after that, I served 4 years on the General Service Board as a Class B General Service Trustee, and two of those years as chair of the AA World Services Board. So that's not bragging. My experience about this book comes from all of that. If you turn the page to page four, how general service functions, what I do love about the new service manual, really love, is the color-coded pictures that I'm showing you. I love those. I love that it shows the group. And for the group, black-colored. Then it shows the district, shows blue color. Then it shows the area, red color. Area meaning people. So when it shows the assembly later on, I just want you to remember those colors, because this that we're reading is all about concept four. It's all about the groups being in charge. It's all about that in the upside down triangle, the people closest to the group should be the most votes. That's who has the most votes. And then if you go to page five, to the delegates in the conference, it shows red, blue, and kind of gray. And, you know, the conference, just so you know, is about 135 voting people. 135 voting people. 93 are area delegates. 21 are trustees. 6 are non-trustee directors. And about 15 are staff at the AGSO office or the AA Grapevine office. But 93 are area delegates. I just got a question. Hold on. How can I get a hard copy of a service manual? So, there's a couple of ways. The person who wrote that, send me a direct message and tell me where you live. Not your address, just the town and state, city and state. And I'll answer that question for you. I'll answer it overall for most of you. Most of your intergroups and central offices sell them. Most of your districts and assemblies, even if they don't sell literature, will have service manuals either available for free or available for purchase. You can also go on AA.org and go to the literature section, to the publishing catalog, and you can order service manuals. So, but the person who sent that in, if you tell me where you live, okay. Perfect. You live in a state that has one small in a group, I believe, but your state has an office. If you are involved in service, please reach out to your DCM in that state, and they will be able to help you get a service manual. So what I'm trying to stress about the conference is it's made up of everybody. Obviously, with the preamble a couple of years ago and the recent plain language big book, I don't care how anybody here thinks about any of those. We hear about this us and them, the delegates versus the trustees. I just want to let you know that when it comes to large matters of policy and decision making, they're all one. The General Service Conference, that is our structure. The structure is not the office and is not the board. The structure is actually something that we can't touch and we can't see. But as someone who's been to 10 voting General Service Conferences, you can feel it. And the structure is all the voting members of that General Service structure. I know we said earlier we have AA in like 180 countries, but there's 63 autonomous General Service structures, countries that actually have a General Service Conference and a General Service Board. The conference, which we will get to, meets once a year. Some of you here know that. Some of you do not. The conference usually meets in April. And that's like AA's big, big, large business meeting. And it's 1 week long. And we'll get to this later in this book about who gets to go to that 1 week. Who are these 135 people? The one homework assignment, I hate homework, always have, don't like to do it, never did it, story of my life. But if there was a homework assignment, this would be it. If you don't know who your district chair or DCM is and your delegate, find out. Find out who they are. Who is this person that gets to go to the General Service Conference and vote on behalf of my group? Now, we haven't gotten there yet, because we're in the introduction and the forward. But I'll let you know that there are some states that have only one delegate. And there are some states due to the population that have more than one delegate. We actually have some states that have four and a state that has five. We have many states that have two. But don't let it be some unknown person. And the other thing, if you're not a GSR and have never been in General Service, it doesn't mean you can't go to your next assembly. It doesn't mean you can't go to your district meeting. You can go check it out if you want. You can go find out what's going on. And by the way, if you're from one of those rare groups where there's a lot of people waiting to become GSR, this I can safely say. I have not been to a district meeting in the last, I don't know how many decades, where the district does not have at least one position open. Because the district has positions. And the district corrections committee and PI committee and CPC committee and treatment committee are always looking for people. So please, if you're not a GSR yet, don't let that hold you back from going to a district meeting or an assembly. There's some questions at the end on page 6. What's General Service all about? What's the difference between GSO and my local intergroup central office? What's the difference between AA World Services and the General Service Office? And how does General Service pay for its activities? So what's General Service all about? It says it. It ensures that the groups in AA have a voice in their fellowship. That's what it's all about. What's the difference between GSO and my local office? Most of it, I would say 95% of the time, you can separate it by wet work and dry work. Those are the two terms that were explained to me. Intergroups are very wet, a lot of wet work. They deal on the other end of the phone with the people who are dying, or with the families of the people who are dying. The funny thing is, sometimes I think it's easier to deal with the drinking alcoholics than it is with the sober alcoholics. But local intergroups are focused on boots on the ground, meeting directories, things of that nature. What's the difference between AA World Service and the General Service Office? GSO is a place. It's the office. AAWS, the AA World Services Board, which we'll get to later, has two parts. Services and publishing. Services are carried out at the General Service Office. But the Grapevine employees work at the General Service Office too. So think of GSO as a place, not as a thing. How does General Service pay for its activities? Two ways. Contributions, which can be divided into individual and group and maybe special, like AA conventions and that bit, districts into groups. But contributions and then literature profit. The little bit of money we make on books. I know people exaggerate and say we're making millions of dollars, but I assure you folks, as someone who's been there, it's not what people say. About 70 or 80% of our money is contributions. And that literature profit has been going down for the last 20 years and is going to keep going down as printed material is less and less popular. Sure, people still buy a big book to highlight, but they don't need five big books anymore like when I got sober. When I got sober, you could kind of judge the economic condition of AA members by the number of like big books they had, you know? If you were poor and like I was, like maybe you got one that a group gave you for free, thank God. And they, you know that thing. They say, you know, our price, your terms, typical AA statement. But if you were young in 20 or 30 years ago, you knew the older people by older age, older in AA. You know, the people who go home after the 9 o'clock meeting when you're still out thinking, what do people do at 9 o'clock at night? Those people. Like they all had like five big books at the time. They had one at their beach house. They had one in their living room. They had one in their bathroom, one on their nightstand, one at their lake house, one in their briefcase. The world's changed. You can have a phone or an iPad and have four or five big books. So we get our money from literature profit and contributions. But we rely on contributions more and more than we ever had. So with that, I'm going to ask people to forward some questions if they have any. Remember, we're talking about the introduction and the forward and the legacy of service. And remember, there's new people here. But please, if you have a question. By the way, I'll get this out of the way, so I'll say it once a week. I am not going to answer any questions on anything that happened at the 74th General Service Conference. That question is better met with your GSR or your delegate or someone else, or send me an email. We'll talk about it on the side. Good question. How does all of this work for online groups? That's an awesome question. However, if there's one thing that we don't do in AA service, is keep it simple. Okay. We say we like to keep things simple, but we struggle with that in AA service. So there is a thing called the online AA intergroup. That is basically like a meeting directory of online groups. Because I know this is going to sound like barbaric, like going back to like pirates in the Revolutionary War, but pre-COVID, a lot of intergroups would not publish online meetings in their directories. In fact, on January the 1st of 2020, most of the major intergroups did not publish online meetings. Because, you know, they were going to kill AA and destroy AA, and it was going to be the slippery slope that would kill us. I'm not telling people to only go online. I believe in the AA parking lot and boots on the ground and in-person AA. But OIAA, the online intergroup of AA, is an intergroup for all those meetings that are online. Whatever thing you do, conference call, Zoom, go to meeting, WhatsApp, whatever you do. Now, some areas and some districts let online groups participate in the area or the group. Just letting you know they do that. Some areas have an online district that's just for online groups. You can be an online group and be a fully functioning group, but it takes work and commitment and carefully. What I would say is it's very hard. My experience is, and I'll have a million people email me saying my experience is different. So be it. But my experience is the online groups that really work, the people are in the same geographic location. They can really be part of their district. They can really be part of their area. They can really do service outside of that online atmosphere. It's very hard. The other thing I would tell you is, if you're a member of an online group 800 miles away, how your local district or intergroup handle things is no longer any of your business. You've like abdicated your vote. You vote in a group that's 800 miles away. But you can be a fully functioning group. And there are some really good online meetings. It's no different, though, than regular boots on the ground AA. Show me a bad online meeting, I'll show you a bad chairperson. Show me a bad meeting at the Oasis Club, I'll show you a bad chairperson. Okay? That's just the way it goes. Show me a bad speaker at a convention, I'll show you a bad program chair. Like, the best meetings in person or online have good structure, have sound structure, have committed members who are committed to that group. So I see like one or two other questions and I'll shut up. Let's see. How do I find the second red book? It's in the bookstore. It's just the one that says concepts. Does it have an identifying number on the back of the manual? Yes. So here you go. I'll give you that and I'll shut up. The combined one is BM31. Okay. That is BM31 is the service manual and the concepts. Just the concepts is 1M-0.5. Is BM32. BM32 is the concepts. BM31 is the service manual and the concepts. Brooke, that's it. I'm done. Thanks. Oh, next week, please read the GSR section because we're going through that thoroughly.
All audio and video files on the District6AA.org website or the District 6 in Area 15 YouTube channel are for personal use only. Reproduction, distribution, and commercial use are not permitted. In accordance with District 6 current practice, no faces are shown in our videos and audio is scrubbed for anonymity prior to publishing. Contributors whose voices are heard have given record and release consent. Opinions expressed by the presenter are their own and do not necessarily represent the group conscience of District 6 as a whole.